Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story? Well, hello there. How you doing? You're listening to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. I'm your co-host, Adam Beebe, and with me, as always, is your other co-host, Barry Johnston.
You know, if you still had that real raspy voice, it'd be like a lot sexier. Do you know what I'm saying? That Barry White thing.
Wait, so you're saying that wasn't sexy?
No,
that
it was
my
sexy.
Voice isn't
it was sexy. But you were doing that when you had your cold, and it sounded, fuck, man. I mean, it sounded amazing.
You know, it's funny. I did call it the seductive Barry voice, which not you.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you are, I mean, you do have your own seductive quality to your voice.
I don't know if it's my voice, but
it was, I mean, yeah, you know, it's not limited only to your voice, my friend, but, what I refer to it as when I say the seductive Barry voice is, one of my favorite bands, Pulp.
Yeah,
they've got a song called Seductive Barry.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't think it's about you either. I think it's I think it may be Barry White.
It could be. Yeah.
But he's, it could be
Barry
Did
White.
You meet those guys? You ever know those guys? Pulp?
No, but I think we played a show with Pulp. Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
And it was a long time ago, and it was really late at night, so I don't remember a whole lot about it. But mm-hmm. I think we had to borrow some of their gear because a lot of ours got lost in translation in the flight. So, but man, yeah, I have a
blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that used to play on Barry White's son's like T-ball team. And like he would show up in the white limo, no kidding, big fur coat, you know, and be sitting in the bleachers watching his kid play. Just everything you want Barry White to be, you know what I mean?
Oh my God! Oh God! That is so good.
So good, man.
That is so good, man. Everything folding into on each other, all just like that, dude.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this world, man. That's the beauty of this weird world.
Yeah. It's crazy world. It's a crazy world. Sometimes,
that's amazing.
Sometimes you feel like you've walked into some sort of crazy vortex where, like, where does reality end and the fiction begin?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, for real. I've definitely got stories like that. That's bizarre. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, speaking of weird, Nathan. We got Nathan on.
Yes. And we do have Nathan on.
Man, he was so great, man. What an energetic dude.
Yeah, he's not weird, but totally, dude.
Not weird, but like totally open for it. You know what I mean? Like totally just like, hey.
Way game.
Yeah.
Way game for it, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I've known him for a few years. I knew him from the comic shop as well.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife Amy, just before they got married even, and great people. You know, great people. They're both super into CrossFit.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, you know, he's like strong like bull and you know, and she is as well. And she was, I think she was the first person to do this right before they got married when they were doing their wedding photos. She took her bride photo, and it wasn't the typical, you know, the beautiful one where so posed and everything, where she's holding the flowers and everything looks like, you know, a Disney princess and all of that stuff. No, she was wearing her wedding dress, and she was doing that. The clean jerk.
The clean and jerk.
Yeah, the clean jerk, dude. Like,
that's
with like
awesome.
A massive amount of weight up in the air. Just like, boom, you know?
That's awesome.
And, like, it got, like, I'm pretty sure that's the one that it went viral.
That's awesome.
It was all over the place. And it was a badass.
That's killer.
Badass.
Man. That is killer.
So, they're cool people, man. And I had known that he was into some of this stuff a little bit before, because I do remember him coming into the shop with his wife and some friends and them teasing him about squatching, about looking for Sasquatch stuff.
He's got a really interesting Sasquatch story for sure.
And with reason. Yeah, there's a reason that they do it. It's not like Jeff.
Right.
Who his family and friends tease because of his obsession.
Right.
Jeff handles that, like Nathan, just in a great stride.
Yep.
But Nathan's got, he's got a lot of stories for us.
Yeah. And they're great.
It is a tour. It's a world tour is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fantastic.
All over the place. There's some funny stories.
Yeah.
There's some really like dark, but touching, just wow, in the gut stories. But man, there's a buffet. And I think we even described it as the buffet.
Yeah.
So I guess we should wash our hands and get a clean plate and let's step in line, because Nathan's going to serve out all this good food for your ears. I lost the metaphor when I was thinking about plates and thinking about food, but it's going to be good. So I'm going to stop babbling.
Yeah, well, let's get to Nathan, man. Let's get to Nathan.
Nathan, thank you for joining us. What's your weird story?
Oh, so many, so many. All right. Let's see. I'm going to let you guys choose where you want to begin. We can go right off the back with either going out in my experience in England, my experience in a concentration camp, my experience coming back from a Myrtle Beach concert, nonetheless, or the experience at a graveyard.
We got a buffet, Barry.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let's start.
Choose our own adventure.
I want to start domestic and then work our way over. So let's go Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. All right. So this is one of my first experiences with the Sasquatch. All right.
Said so casually. So yes.
Right. So here I was. You know where the House of Blues is at Myrtle Beach?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to my very first concert at the House of Blues. I was 18, and I was hanging out with this group of people that were just straight-edge people, right? So everyone's like, oh, you're coming from a concert. You were high and drunk. No. These people were straight-edge. No alcohol, no marijuana, no nothing, all right? And so we get finished this concert. It's Real Big Fish, RX Band. It was amazing. And it finishes about 2 a.m., and we're start taking these back roads back to where our college was, my college, undergrad. And in one of these back roads, it was just the moon that was kind of out in the distance and that was lighting the road and his headlights. And we were the only car on there. At this time, it was probably 2:33-ish. Everyone in the car passed out except for me and the driver. All right. I was seated right behind the driver with my head against the window, just watching out the window. Otherwise, I get car sick, so not really what I want to do at 3 a.m. And so as we're driving down, there's this massive creature that just saunters across the road. And you can see it. It's taller than the van, and we're just looking at it, and I look at it, I'm like, what the fuck was that? And the guy driving goes, holy shit, you saw that too? So him and I start talking about it, and he's like, dude, did you see it? Like, it looked like it had hair on it, and it was just sauntering nice and easy, but as soon as the headlights hit it, it was gone. Like, it just sprinted and was gone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I've
ever
seen.
So what? So did you automatically you see this thing, and what does your brain tell you that, like, do you understand what it is?
No, my brain shut down. The first words out of my mouth was, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And then understandably, I think that presents. That's a good thing to just – that's a good exclamation to just set the frame of what is happening here. Let's just reboot. Yeah. Let's close that window and open a new one.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The only reason my buddy and I – we were able to bounce ideas off. We literally pulled over. We kicked the person out that was sitting in the passenger seat, and he had me sit next to him so we could talk about it.
Wow. Wow.
And where, man. So roughly where were you? Do you have kind of an idea? Like,
somewhere in the backwoods between Myrtle Beach and a little town called Hartsville.
And there in South Carolina.
There in South Carolina. It was, I couldn't tell you where we were, and I probably can never tell you how we took those roads we took back. But
how close was it to you, man?
How far? You know, that's a good question. Probably is. Trying to think back, it was so long ago, but
close enough to get a good solid look at the thing.
It was a solid 200 meters.
Okay.
Wow. Yards. Sorry. Let's go.
200 yards. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that's fairly close, man.
Fairly close. And the moon's what gave it away, because the moon, you could see, like, the way it was on that road, you could just see it was forest, moon, road.
Wow.
And you just saw this thing cut across the moon. You just saw this outline.
Wow.
And it was massive.
Really?
Massive.
Wow.
Yeah. Solid 9 feet. It was crazy. Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's insane, dude.
Dude, it was like,
it and just, did it look way, did it look hairy and like look like a, you know?
So we thought, we couldn't confirm if it was hairy. We know that the way it was moving, it looked like it had hair coming from its movements.
Oh,
okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
totally.
Sure, yeah, man.
Like, you know, if you see a shaggy dog that's coming out of the water in the shadow and kind of just, you know how, yeah, that's what it looked like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Wow.
And then as soon as we saw it, it was gone.
And it was walking on. It was walking on two legs like a man. Walking
on two legs. It was bipedal.
Wow.
It just had like a saunter to it. Just like, you're just like, what? Like the film, right? With the film that had that Sasquatch. It walked exactly It just.
And this.
Like, and we were straight at it, like 2:33 a.m. Just saw that, and to this day, him and I will see each other. Like, seeing any more Sasquatches?
Really? That is crazy, man. So, yeah,
and he's one of those guys that doesn't believe in anything, and he saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, was this the first time you saw a Sasquatch?
That was the first time. Well, first and only. First and only.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm a man of the woods, right? Hence the beard.
Yeah.
So I go out frequently hiking and camping, some at trails, some foothills trails, and all of the above. Never seen one, but I feel like I have had instances where I've come across some, because I've had massive boulders by my hammock that were not there when I set it up.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Cause, you know, one of the things, they like to throw rocks and hit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I won't blame that on me, because when I go camping, I like to take a nice bottle of whiskey with me, and I kind of drink it by a campfire.
Yeah.
So when I pass out, I'm out.
Right.
But, you know, it's me and a buddy.
You're not moving rocks.
We pass out and we wake up, and there's massive boulders where we're at, and we're like, what? Where was this?
Wow.
Now, I'm going to say this for the listeners at home. You've been into CrossFit for a long time, so you're a big, muscular, strong guy,
right?
Who could probably, in the right light, be confused for a Bigfoot yourself, but a small one,
a baby one, but, right?
Yeah, a child,
a youngling, or an adolescent.
But still, you're not going to be moving giant boulders around.
No,
that's. Oh, man.
I'm not a strong man. I can move weight, but I can't move a boulder like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. There's no way. It was easily 400 to 500 pounds. The thing was like this. Like it was just insane.
Wow. And would you, pardon me, when you're out there, with, you know, being one with the forest, are you like, are you looking? Are you courting? Are you like, you know, you're out there and doing hoops and hollering, trying to, you know, make calls.
I don't, because I don't feel like, to me, I don't want someone coming into my house and start yelling. Right. And if I'm spending the night in their house, I'm not going to go there and be disrespectful. Right. So, you know, I give them their space, and if they want to come and make an experience, okay, I'll take it.
Right. Right. Wow. That's interesting, man. I don't know if Adam told you, but we went down to the Bigfoot Festival here.
He did. I was so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we learned a little bit, but it's funny because I think, you know, the people that we talk to, a couple of people that we talk to, I don't know if they've had as many cases as you have had.
I just seem to attract the weird, man. Yeah. It's life.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's
you attracted Adam somehow, so you got to.
Oh, I'm sure. I showed him my nipples.
This is true as well. I didn't ask. He just did. But it's cool.
That's how it goes.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
If you own a comic shop, you're going to attract the weird, and the weird's going to attract to you. So, yeah.
It's just how it happens, yeah.
That's crazy. Because that's prime real estate down there. For. Yeah.
And I hit the app trail all the time and just do little sections of it. And that's where that happens is along those. Like, never seen one. Haven't really heard one because I'm actively looking. But every now and then I'll just wake up with random rocks and boulders near my hammock.
Yeah.
Wow. So wild, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your buddies fucking with you.
No. There's no way. If I can't pick it up, they are not going to move it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could be that asshole on that one, but yeah, they ain't. They don't.
That's crazy. Cool. All right, so now we've had our, I guess that would be our salad course for the buffet. So let's move on. So what are our options? We have England. Yes,
we have Germany,
and then what was our other one that we had?
Graveyard down in Texas.
Oh, I think we should go. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah,
Graveyard, Texas.
Yeah, let's go Texas. Yeah, let's go to.
Let's go down closer.
Yeah,
closer to our area there.
Okay. Well, I also have a Nebraska story since I did grad school, and another college story as well.
Okay.
That I'm just starting to pop back in there.
Wow. Fantastic, dude. We'll go.
I'll let him rip. All right, so Texas. I was down there. I was in grad school at Nebraska at the time, and so I was down in Texas for one of my buddies. He's getting married, so best man, not best man, but
groomsman
parties. Yeah, bachelor party stuff.
Yeah.
His bachelor, he's a good guy, but his bachelor party isn't one of those things where we're going to go out and do stupid stuff. So we ended up, he's a big ghost hunter, and he loves avidly going out, and there was a graveyard close to him. So we went out to the graveyard, and we just had a voice recorder, one of those recorders and white noises. Oh, put that on to record. And, he just started asking questions of, hey, is anyone here? Hey, what are you guys doing? Give us a sign, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The basic questions.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was me and him and like two other people, also good friends, both all from Goldsboro, funny enough. Uh-huh. And we didn't get anything. So after like a little while, we're like, all right, we're done with this. We go back and we start playing video games and he just starts playing that on as we're playing, right? And just listening to the recording and everything. And all of a sudden, the recording, after he asks, hey, who's there? You hear this voice of, it's me. And you're just like, wait, what? But, we didn't hear that. And so he went back and was like, it's me. And
was it Mario?
Right. No, it wasn't Mario. It's me, Mario. And we're just like, what? And it kept going and he kept asking questions. And then it responded again, I just want to play soccer. Will you play with me?
Oh my God.
We're like, what?
Whoa.
It was insane. That one's pretty short and sweet. But that
was that like real discernible though? I mean, did it?
Yes, it really was clear.
Really?
Clear.
Dang, do you still have that by chance?
Let me ask him. I'll shoot him a text after we're done here.
Yeah.
Because he might. He keeps his stuff.
Dude, that would be sweet, man. That is crazy.
Tell him to get a hold of us as well, man. We can talk to him on
this. Yeah, that's crazy.
But he's got so many stories.
Yeah. Damn. Wow,
that'd be fantastic, dude.
That's intense, dude. Wow. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about an EVP. We had a lady on, and she had gone looking for some ghosts, and they've after the fact come across an EVP, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
crazy.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, he didn't have anything but that, and that's what we used. And after, since that, like, he just really built up and started doing a lot of other things.
Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, yeah. Seems like a catalyst moment for sure.
Oh, yeah. But he was always active. So it's just, that was just what he needed. And it was freaky. It just, you know, like, when you hear it, you literally got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
well, just got that chill. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. You describing it to me give me, you know, goosebumps. So.
And nothing scares me more than little kid voices.
Dude, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying, man.
Heck
scary
yeah.
Scary little kids are the worst. My voice is all kind of messed up right now. But yeah, scary little kids, dude. Scary little kids.
Nothing worse.
Ghost kids or little kids, like, who have friends that are ghosts or, you know, all that stuff. That's just, I'm done. Check
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We checked. I'm like, all right, I'm done listening to this. I'm not playing soccer. I'm not going back there. We're done.
Oh, man.
But, I'm going to move to that, to the one when I was an undergrad down in Hartsville.
Cool.
You know, it's, so how was it? Senior, junior year. It was Halloween night and it was a full moon. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm sure you could figure out exactly what year that was based on the calendar. I don't remember. But it was like the first full moon in so many years to happen on a Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
And so I had a group of friends with me, and they're just like, hey, let's go do something different tonight. There's a lot of – Hartsville is an old town, and there's a lot of old towns around it. And they're like, we kind of want to go – let's go explore. Let's go see what kind of ghosts we can find. So – we waited for the witching hour, and I did my research, and there's two places that I really wanted to go. One was called the Mexican Slaughterhouse, and the other one was a church. So we found out that the Mexican Slaughterhouse was a dilapidated building that was condemned and got torn down. So that was gone.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, whatever. So we go to this church that is out in the middle of nowhere. It was about a 30-minute drive from Hartsville, and if you know anything about Hartsville, it is a small town, smaller than Goldsboro. It's like not even half of what that town is. And so going out is just all cornfields and tobacco fields and soy fields and all that.
Yeah.
We find the church, and this church is located literally. It's a small church with two stories, a steeple on top of it, one street light, and a graveyard next to it. The story was that there was someone who died in the church due to a violent death. I'd have to research it. I'll send you the church exactly once I'll have to re-research what it is.
Okay.
But we go there, and I pull my car up next to the church, and we're all trying to be like, hey, go out. You should go out there and look. And as soon as someone was actually going for the door, everything on that street next to that church shut off. The street light, the lights in the church, the outdoor lights, and my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything shut off.
What?
Yes.
And your car as well.
My car as well. And everyone's like, man, stop fucking with us. I'm like, I didn't touch it. And it's a Toyota Corolla. You know, the damn reliable
car. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the street light and the church outside lights start flickering in unison, and we're like, what is going on? And at the top of the church, there's this little window, and the light turns on, and you see a hand grab the curtain and pull it back.
No.
What?
Oh, yeah. So my.
At this time, two of my friends are flipping out, kicking my seat, screaming, going, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here now. And so I'm trying to crank my car, and it's not turning on. And they're freaking out, trying to get out of my car. And everything shuts off, and then everything turns back on.
Okay, so again, this is Halloween, right? Full moon.
Halloween, full moon.
And so that would be an elaborate prank for someone to play, except that they shut your car off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Car was shut off.
That is.
Street lights shut off. And that street lights are not controlled by any single entity. They have the timers and
yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm. The church I could see is someone's just up there, paid someone, you know.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to do that at midnight?
That is crazy, dude.
Yeah, nobody's going to be there, man. Yeah. Nobody's going to be at the church at midnight on Halloween. No. Not moving around, hand moving the curtain.
Yeah.
You grab it and just pulls it. And, everyone, ugh.
So everybody saw that and then everybody just shit their pants.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And
that's intense. That is intense, man.
Wow. Well, I think that was my best sightings that I've had. It was just so intense, so scary. Everyone was heart was racing. Went back and we're like, all right, we're done. Let's take some shots.
So you guys split immediately. You just boom.
We split immediately.
Once the car started, I guess, because the car didn't start immediately. Did it?
It didn't.
Oh my God,
yeah, because they wanted to go as soon as the lights started flickering.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The car would start. And then the hand reached out.
Oh, my God.
And then that's when they just lost it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. That is crazy. What a crazy story, dude.
It was good, man.
Holy shit. How many people were with you?
Three other people.
Okay. Wow. So you got three other people that witnessed
the
same.
One was a roommate. One was my college roommate because we had roommates of four. So he was there. Another one was just the friend since my freshman year. And the third person was their two friends because they were art majors, and he was one of the art majors that knew them, and we just hung out every now and then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Wow. Crazy, man.
God, yeah.
That's crazy. We've never had one of those stories.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It was a fun experience. It was just a good time.
Yeah, now it's fun.
Yeah. I loved it. We were talking about that for months, and I'm like, hey guys, let's go check it out, and never again did any of them get back in my car. I'll drive. I'm like, all right.
That's great.
That was in Hartsville, South Carolina.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to place that. Okay, cool.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Kwanzaa. Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah. A joyous Festivus. I guess winter solstice. Whatever you're celebrating here at the end of the year around this time, we want to say happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
From the bottom of our hearts.
The very bottom. To the very top, we wish you a happy, weird holiday season. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So our next menu item was the one in Nebraska. Is that yes?
Nebraska,
You take us. I want to save, I've got a feeling I want to say save England for last. For some reason, that's speaking to me. So, and maybe
that's
I'm wrong.
That's a good one to say for last.
Let's say for last. So okay. We can, because unfortunately, I feel like Germany's going to be a bit of a sour dip. And England will kind of bring it back. So.
Germany is going to be a sour dip. It's kind of one of those like, oof, yeah, that was our history.
Yeah.
Right. But we're not important. I think it's important.
It is very. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
So in Nebraska, I was going to grad school out there, and my parents were military, so I just lived with them because it was a great way to save money and pay for school and not have to go into debt. Say what you want about living with your parents in your later 20s. I don't care. I graduated debt-free.
There you go.
Nice.
That says a whole lot more.
Yes, it does.
That says a whole lot more.
Right? So anyway, in the military, there is these row of houses that were built in the late 1800s, I believe, when they did the Oregon Trail and people were traveling. So these houses were built, and then as the military moved out there, they were taken over by the military, and they put specific people of military stature in these houses. Okay. Uh-huh. So, you know, colonels and generals and all that, they all live in there.
Officer housing? Is that what it was?
Yeah, officer. Well, this wasn't just officer housing. It was housing for officers who were like the medical director or the director of specific this, that, and the other, right? The flight squadron commander.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was big history in there. There's only a select few kind of it was called General's Row because that's basically who stayed there. So in here, it has history where it was people who lived in there were farmers. They took care of their horses and so forth. Well, one of the stories ended up being that this girl, she's about 13 or 14 as it goes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's actually pictures of her that hang up along, you know, every historic area has a history-based house, right? So there's a picture of her hanging up in that house. And the story is she was trying to take care of her horses without her parents because her dad was gone and her mom was there. But the horse kicked her in the back of her head and killed her instantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so the rumor is she travels along the houses because these houses are connected. All right, so not very thin walls, but you know, thin enough where you know someone's on the other side of you at times if they're watching surround sound with TV.
Yeah.
The rumor is she haunts, she walks those halls, and sometimes she just hangs out with people. So one night, about 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, I'm asleep because I got a big day the next day. And all of a sudden, I feel my bed just sink. Right? Like, not like a regular sink, like the whole thing sinks, but like someone is sitting next to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, when your dog or your significant other comes in, they sit next to you before they lay down, or they sit. Yeah. That's what I felt. My bed just sinks in that little corner. Like someone sat down, my blanket moves, and someone starts rubbing my back.
Whoa.
And I wake up, and I thought it was, you know, my mom coming to check in on me because, you know, she's a loving mom, and I love her to death. A little weird, but I love her to death being grass-suited. So I wake up, and I turn over, and there was nobody there.
Wow.
So you think that, because of your size and build, that this young ghost girl thought you were mistook you for a horse.
At that time, met me yet at that time. I was just finishing cross country, so I was maybe a buck 20.
Okay, so you were not a horse.
No,
not the horse man you are now. Okay,
wow.
I was a scrawny dude.
Oh, dude, but still, man, that's that's weird.
And ever since then, I find random shit moved or knocked down in my room. It's like I almost upset her because I didn't let her lay with me or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Since I moved and no one was there and I kind of went like this, you know, moved my arm to see if someone was there, and it just gone.
Wow.
So, is it all right?
So you say this is still happening now?
I don't know. I don't know anyone who lives there anymore.
No. I'm saying, like, at your house now, you think that there's stuff that is.
Oh, now. Around. No. I have had zero experiences in this house.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I mean, or bad, whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah. So she wasn't a vengeful, spiteful spirit. Yeah. So that's good.
Right.
Well, she sounds like she was a real nice girl. Great personality.
Yeah.
Great person. She just wanted to rub my back, and I wish I didn't move because it felt nice.
No, did it feel like a hand, or what did it? You remember?
It just felt like pressure.
Pressure. Yeah, that's exactly what Vinny was talking about too.
Yeah. We just talked to a guy, and he had an interesting experience where he felt something. And he described it as a pressure, you know, on him, not necessarily a hand or kind of a body part or anything like that.
It did feel like a hand. There's no way. There wasn't. It wasn't. Everyone's like, oh, it's cold. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just pressure.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That's wild, dude. I've not.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever really felt anything that's like pressure was just gas. But,
I've been there.
It's a whole other guy. I love beans. What can I say? Vegetarian, love beans.
Wow. That's cool.
That's cool crazy. Yeah.
That was a fun experience. I enjoyed it. But so I guess that puts us on to Germany, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So my dad was stationed over in Germany, and to go visit him with one of my college friends during winter. Mm-hmm. And my wife never believed this story until I went to my buddy's wedding. And she asked him directly, "Hey, is this true?" And he goes, "Oh, fuck yeah. This story." He's like, he vouched to hell and back for it. And then his husband came over and was like, "Yeah, he doesn't shut up about that story."
Look, you're a real down to earth, real guy, and real level headed and everything. But your wife is even more so. And, So yeah, I vouch for them both on that. But, so go ahead and.
So we go to this concentration camp in Germany. Mm-hmm. It's not Auschwitz because that's in Poland. I wish I could tell you the name of this concentration camp, but it was the big tourist attraction in Germany for its concentration camps.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So, you know, you're able to take a tour. You can walk through it. My dad hates tours because he likes to sit and read everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm so one we're of those guys through, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes going to museums with me at all. And ever since I was a little kid, because I'll sit and I'll read every card. And people don't like doing that with me.
Oh, so. Yeah. My old man's the same way. He does that. Everything he reads. And you know, I actually did that here, too, because it was just there. You walk onto this site and it's just a weird silence.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a fresh falling snow, mm-hmm. where you have that weird silence, mm-hmm. after that fresh snow, mm-hmm. right? But there was no snow. It was just
a heaviness.
It was a heaviness. And the day itself, it was an overcast, but it wasn't foggy. There was no smog. It was just overcast, right? So not super sunny, but not dark. Yep. Right? One of those middle days.
Yep.
Cold as shit because it was winter in Germany, but just a day. And so we get through that museum. Nothing's really happening. We see, you know, we go to see where they slept. I snapped some pictures. My buddy snapped some pictures. And we're just taking pictures throughout the whole museum, mm-hmm. to remind us that, hey, we've been here, you know, like, it's a good reality check for when you think something's going on or you're having a bad day or whatever. You're like, all right, I've been here. I got to see this. I know this history now.
And plus that's the thing now that we do with, we've been able to take photographs and have our own personal things. We take the photographs as these mementos, as these reminders, so that we can, you know, dwell on these things and such.
And then, you know, you talk about it in history all the time, but being there is just a whole nother feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just something you don't want to forget that ever happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So me and my buddy get to the gas chamber in this facility, and you can see the claw marks, you know, like everything that's in pictures, like these scratches, everything. And we take a picture of it. We take a few pictures, to see it. And you know, you could see in this gas chamber, you could see the back walls, you could see the side walls. It was clear. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to the car after our tour and taking these pictures, and we get to the gas chamber with our, so we had a digital camera. Both of us had digital cameras. All right. Cause this was before smartphones. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's like maybe a smartphone, the Razor, right? It didn't take great pictures. A digital camera.
Yeah.
And we were looking through the pictures and just seeing what we got. And both of us came up to the gas chamber. And in our picture, you could not see the back wall. It was so cloudy in our camera that you were unable to see 2 feet past the beginning of that fog.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So we zoom in on our pictures. And both of our pictures had the same image in it. And it was a man standing up, grabbing himself by the neck, screaming.
Oh, my God.
Clear as day.
Wow.
Right? Just a smoke outline.
Wow.
And so we go through more, and every one of our gas chamber pictures, like, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this.
But yeah, I'm getting it too, dude, man. I'm getting a heavy, heavy feeling from this.
Every single picture of the gas chamber had this man screaming in it. And if you, and once we finally moved past this man, there were more faces in that cloud. Yes. So, and this is where it gets weird.
My this is where it gets weird.
Yes.
Oh boy.
So after
we've already used that as the title of an episode, so we're gonna have to find another thing. So.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
My buddy and I flew back to our places, him back down in to Brevard, me to Hartsville for college, uploaded these pictures to our computer, shared the files with each other, right? Within a week of uploading those pictures onto our computer, both of our hard drives melted and both of our digital cameras broke.
No way.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
So there's no record.
There is no record of it.
Oh my Lord.
None. Which is why my wife never believed me to
till
that wedding. And so when she finally went down and asked, like, hey, he's saying this, that, and the other, he goes, it's all true. 100%. We both had to buy new computers.
Whoa, man. Holy shit.
And so, and I want to preface that with, I was a computer science major at the time, so I knew my way around the computer.
Yeah. You didn't accidentally download a virus or do something dumb like erase your hard drive or
no.
Wow, man, that's crazy, dude.
That is just that's heavy.
That's intense.
Wow,
nuts.
That's intense. I don't know. Well, the fact that there's another person that experienced it with you and you guys got the same thing, you know, I mean, that is, it's, I would say, incredibly rare that you would both experience the exact same replica of the picture, you know, not replica, but that you took the same picture with different cameras. I mean, that is incredible, man.
Yeah. I had a Kodak and he had a Sony. Remember what, like, I remember the cameras very well because I had it for a while.
Yeah. Wow, man.
That's
intense,
man.
It was, man. And
I'm really all lost for words.
I can tell you this, man. Like, I've been to Germany, but I didn't get a chance to go to any of the concentration camps. But I did get to go to Hiroshima, and I did go through that museum, and there is a, you could cut the feeling, the energy with a knife. It's so palpable, man. And because you're looking at artifacts, you're on the same land that all that happened, and it's you've got all the references there visually and you know audibly, and it's just a lot to take in, you know.
So much.
I can't even imagine the feeling. It must be, you know, concentration camps must be a whole other type of sadness, you know.
Dude, I'm gonna be perfectly honest here that I don't think I could go to one.
I don't think I could
handle that. I think that would really fuck me up emotionally and psychically and all that stuff. I don't think I'm way too sensitive for that kind of stuff.
I was with seven other guys, and when we walked in. If you were taking your time, it'd take you a good hour, maybe more, to get through it. At a certain point, we all kind of went our separate directions because we were all too emotional and cry. I mean, everybody cried. I mean, it's just, and what I think the important thing of having things like that around museum pieces and that we, so that we don't forget what we're capable of doing to each other.
And hands down, and I think whether you feel you can make it or not, I think it's one of those things, at least stand at the doorstep of what. Right. It's just a whole nother detachment of what you feel as a human.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm certainly not saying we need not to have those things. We absolutely do.
Yes.
We have to have that thing because, we need to know that, all these things that we've done for the betterment of our kind, of mankind, which is all, we are all one race. It's all one human fucking race. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. But all the things that we've done, sort of betterment of all of ourselves, we've done so much worse.
Yeah.
And for the stupidest of reasons. The stupidest of reasons.
I mean, and being stupid to each other, man, like just going there, it puts it all into perspective. There's other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's heavy.
That is heavy. No, man.
Look, it was really good and it was intense and it was a great story and you know, and let's hop over to jolly old Queen. England.
Let's talk about the fucking Queen.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a little help from our friends. We need you, our loyal listeners, to help us spread the word about the What's Your Weird Story podcast. Just go to your current podcast provider, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podbean, YouTube. We're just about everywhere. Hit the subscribe button, download the podcast, give us a thumbs up, hit the like button, give us the highest rating you can, and give us a review. The What's Your Weird Story podcast is a community effort. Without our friends and listeners, it wouldn't be possible to do what we do. So please help us out by spreading the word.
This is when you went on a date with the Queen, right? Is that the story? Am I supposed to tell that one?
No, funny story though. I actually did meet the Queen once. quick side note: my grandma's still alive. We were living in Japan. Flew to China to visit it, and on one of the side things, my grandma was with us, and we went to this stupid rich fancy place because my grandma was one of those old money people. Wow. And so basically, just to set the tone, like, you had to have an invitation. My grandma set up this appointment, like, as soon as we did China, she set it up. Every car in the front parking lot was either a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, one of those places. So we're in there, we're sitting down, eating, you know, black tie stuff. And all of a sudden my grandma just starts busting out in tears. And we're like, what in the world is going on with you? And everything just locks down and the Queen of England freaking walks by.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm like,
all right.
That's cool. That's cool.
At the time I was like 13, so it really didn't mean anything to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
But, yeah. Wow. It's a fun experience to look back on it now.
Heck yeah. Oh, okay. Heck yeah, man.
So, yeah. Anyway, all right, England. So my mom is from England. She has an aunt that now lives out there.
So wait, so was that her mother that broke down when she saw the Queen, or was that your dad? Okay. That makes a little bit more sense, being that she herself was English and not just some...
Yeah, okay, yeah. I probably should have started with that, right?
Right, yeah.
They moved to America.
Yeah, but still, pardon me for coughing.
You're good, man.
But still, the fact that she's English, and even though she's an American now and has lived in America, that's her queen. Yes. She probably was around the same age as the Queen, so that she's known her all her life, and
now that I think about it, yeah.
That's her queen.
Absolutely, right.
So that to me, that makes a lot more sense than it was just like, yo, we saw Bob Barker, you know?
Some famous person.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, so we're in England visiting my mom's sister, right, my aunt. And back in the day, they inherited this manor called the Bagot Manor, right? Easy Google search, it's there. And it's called the Bagot Manor because they inherited some goats. And these goats are a pain in the ass because they jump on everything. They eat everything. They're interesting. So my mom and my sister have been there previously. This was my first time, again, college break. I was over there visiting. And they kept telling me about this lady in gray who lives in this castle. Well, come to find out, Lady in Grey was this royalty lady who died in this manor. Okay? Manor, not castle, sorry.
Yeah.
And this was at the time I was still very skeptical. I was like, yeah, whatever. I was one of those people like, I'm not going to believe in ghosts. So this freshman year of college, I'm like, I'm not going to believe in ghosts. I really don't care. You guys are just trying to pull my chain. Whatever. I will look at the evidence when it arises. And they were telling me these stories about how they would sit down and eat and the candles would flicker and the dog would bark and they'd look all these other ways. Crazy. I was like, all right, whatever. So we start taking this tour of this manor because my aunt wants to show me since I've never been there. And she shows me this is the lady in gray. There's a portrait of her, big ass oil painting, hanging on the wall of her. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's who everyone's talking about. And then we start walking. We see these rooms and all this stuff. And all of a sudden we start hearing these bells ring, you know, the servant bells.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, hey, your bells are ringing. What's that mean? She's like, oh, those bells have been disconnected for years.
Oh, shit.
And we're like, wait, what? She's like, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, that's the lady in gray. She said it so nonchalantly, like, yeah, no, what? No big deal. I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, the bells just start ringing in different rooms just randomly.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. Me at this point, I'm still thinking it's the groundskeeper. He's just fucking with us.
Yeah.
Right.
But she's like, no, I assure you, they are disconnected. Don't worry about that. I'm like, all right, whatever. I won't.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about that.
Yeah. So being in England, you know, they like their tea breaks, you know, tea time.
Yep.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. God.
Every 20 minutes. We took a tea break every 20 minutes for hours. My bladder was exploding. I had to pee so much. God, it was insane. So
I understand that because I've had been drinking a lot of hot tea today for my voice. And we keep running off and crossing my legs, you know. Knots and everything. So yeah.
Oh yeah. So we get down back to where my aunt stays, and we go into this common room. It's a nice little common room. Not little. It's actually fairly big. And there's two sliding doors, wooden sliding doors. There's some windows, a nice fireplace, and really nice chairs in this room. And my aunt and mom just start talking. And where I was sitting, there was a game of Chinese checkers. And I was bored as shit because, again, Razer phone, no internet games to play on. So I start playing Chinese checkers, and, you know, 20 minutes later, it's, hey, let's go have some tea. So I get up and I put the game down because I was still playing. It wasn't finished. In fact, I actually just restarted and moved like two or three times at this point. And I put it down to the side, not thinking anything. And I go and have tea. All the doors are open, whatever. I have tea, come back 10 minutes later, and the game's finished.
What? Like, what?
So what?
The game is finished.
Chinese Somebody had is... physically gone in there and moved the pieces around.
So, and let me give you this Chinese set was pretty robust, okay? And the marbles they got from a market, they were handmade glass. All right? So okay. Every time I would put the marble, you had to take the marble up and you had to put it in a very specific glass container, or my aunt would be like, hey, that doesn't go there. Where does it go?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to be respectful, I would put it in that glass container.
Right.
Come back, every single marble but one is in that glass container.
Wow.
So, what?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, dude.
During my time in tea, I was like, no. I saw you get up. You said you had to use the restroom, pointing to my aunt. I'm like, you're just messing with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Fine, whatever. Go back to the room. I pick up Chinese checkers and I start playing some more. And I have yet to beat it, and I keep getting stuck at this one part. Well, I got stuck again. It was tea time. I put the game down. I close the doors, and I make sure that I stand there in the hallway to make sure no one's coming or going or messing with the room,
yeah.
Drinking my tea. I come back. The game's not finished, but she set me up for success.
Ha!
Yeah. So I was able to play the game out and actually beat it.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Mm-hmm. So she moved all the marbles around.
Yeah.
That's left on the board, put them in a pattern for me to beat the game.
That's not just that's an intelligence, because an intelligence has to understand what is occurring and what needs to be done next. Oh man, that is
Correct. That fucked me up.
I'll bet.
So at this time I go, Mom. So I didn't have a digital camera yet, so I used my mom's. Right. My mom, I'm going to need your camera. So I put the camera, and I had it on, and I was going. And we went out again, obviously, for tea time. But this time, I just let the camera start taking pictures. Right? Come back, game's finished, check the camera. There's a lady in a gray dress standing at the game.
No. Are you shitting way, me? Dude.
Whoa. I am not. And my aunt and my mom are like, who told you?
Wow, man. Holy shit.
Completely wow. Finished game. A lady in the gray dress is playing it.
Wow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about that film? Did you ever get
it? Yeah, you still got that, man?
It is on my parents' hard drive. I just have to figure out where that hard drive is. And since I don't go home and see them frequently.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fuck, man. Dang.
But that picture still lives.
That's amazing, dude. And everybody just knows that lady's around and she does her thing and dang, dude.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows. Everyone that goes to that manor knows about the lady in gray. My aunt was telling me after that story, she goes, yeah, we had some prince or whatever. He stayed here one night, stayed in one of our guest rooms, and the lady in gray came out through the closet and just sat there and stared at him.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
And it's not just him. It was multiple accounts of this happening.
How old is that place, man? Like, do you know? A couple hundred?
I can Google it real quick. A
few hundred years?
It's old.
Yeah.
How old? How far back does the lady in gray go? When did that happen? How long has she been haunting that place?
Bristol, United Kingdom is where it's at.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how long that lady in gray is there. Let's see. Or is it what? It's in, no. All right. Morton Bagot, small village, population. All right. Yeah, so this is it. I'm trying to figure out when it was established. 1805.
Okay. That's pretty damn old.
Well, no. That's pretty new.
Oh, wait. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
For us, that's all shit.
Yep.
For us, that's all. Right. For England.
And it's in, it's in Warwickshire, England.
Warwickshire, okay.
Okay.
Dang, man. Yep. That's crazy, dude. That's pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. It was something else. But I haven't had anything in a while, except for the Sasquatch stones, man. And I'm just like, what's going on? What's happening?
It'll happen. It'll happen.
Am I falling out of a cord?
It'll happen.
But that's about all I have, guys.
That's awesome, dude.
That was the buffet and the dessert.
Fantastic stories, dude.
Hey guys, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're very 21st century. We're on Instagram at What's Your Weird Story? That's WATSYER Weird Story. We're at Twitter. We're at What's Your Weird. We got a Facebook page. It's the What's Your Weird Story podcast Facebook page. Just remember that our your is your because we're folksy. And we also have a www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's for all of your social media platforms. And those are ways you can contact us and set up an interview if you want to be part of the show. So look us up. Dude, let me tell you, my ears are stuffed. Not just because I had a cold when we were recording that, but by just everything that Nathan just dropped on our plates.
Insane. Insane.
Bam. Man. See how I was able to bring that all back around.
I love it.
All right.
I love it. We had big plates. We had full ears. And he was, man, I just, the story about the lady in the gray dress was just crazy, dude. I mean,
yeah,
that was pretty intense. Yeah, pretty intense.
I have to get on him about making sure we got the photos to go along to post on our Instagram account. If you guys aren't following our Instagram account, you should, because it's cool. We post updates and stuff there. We're not good with Twitter yet, but we're working on it. That lady in the gray dress and the marbles. I want to know so much more about that.
I know. I think something about those old manors, you know, those old, those old grounds over in the UK. There's just so much history there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just adds another layer to it.
Definitely. Definitely. Also, man, I mean, well, talking about history, going to the gas chambers in Germany, any of those concentration camps, and it's just that is such a that's a huge thing, it you is. Know, and as it's something that we have to acknowledge and we have to realize, because it did really happen.
Yeah.
And we as a race, we as a human race did that to other humans.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about Germans or Jews or anything like that. It's human beings did that to other human beings. And that's a huge, huge, huge psychic scar.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe in, like, you know, psychic things. But I mean, just as in us as a species.
Yeah.
That we have done that, and we've done other things like that.
Yeah.
And that
if you don't believe in something like that, I would encourage you to go to a museum and witness that, because it's palpable, man. The heaviness is there. Yeah. And I didn't have the opportunity to go to any of that stuff while I was over in Europe, but I did go in Japan, and it was almost too much to handle.
It's heavy, dude.
It is heavy, and it's like you don't know how to express it, or you know, the level of quiet, I guess, is the best thing to say. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, well, yeah. I mean, he described it as being like freshly fallen snow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that's just perfect.
That silence.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and it's a that just seems like it would be. It seems heavy. It doesn't even describe. Yeah, for sure. But for that is an incredible story, and it absolutely. I mean, if there is any place that is going to leave any kind of evidence of any kind of spiritual agony of any sort, it's going to be something like that. It's going, you know, I mean, that thing's going to bleed for a long, long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, getting us out of that, you know, I mean, he had the great story about the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And we wanted to have our buddy Jeff on, but, he just didn't work out with timing.
I love that we have other Bigfoot stories, man. I mean, it's more common than what I think I gave credence to.
Yeah.
Really, people have those experiences, man. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
And we, you know, but also here's the thing is, like, you know, we ascribe it to only being Bigfoot. It could be something else, you know, some other cryptid. I mean, it sounded like that by, I mean, he's convinced that it's a Sasquatch Bigfoot thing, you know, and that's kind of what he's put it as. And to me, you know, that sounds like the general category, that you could throw that, lump that in. Of cryptids.
Yeah. But then what about, okay, so that, and then what about the what I thought was hilarious, or one of the funnier stories, is with the graveyard, his buddies, they show up to the graveyard and,
in the church.
Yeah, he sees the lady. The yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Crazy, man. Good Lord.
Oh, man.
That has scared the shit out of me, man.
Dude. Me too, man. Me too. And especially because, you know, the car wouldn't turn on, right? You know?
Yeah.
That's the freakiest part.
Isn't it?
To me.
Everything goes dark and your car doesn't start.
All the electrics on that system would make sense that it would go dark, right? But not the car.
Right.
The car doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. So weird.
The only reason, logical, scientific reason, would be if some kind of electromagnetic pulse went through, but that's not going to turn everything back on, because that would probably, I would think, that would fry a system, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I only pretend to be a scientist sometimes. I won't go into that, but yeah, dude, like, that's just crazy. And then, like, yeah, just everybody freaking out.
Yeah.
And I can just see Nathan. I can see in my mind's eye, I see Nathan just kind of smirking and laughing about it while everybody is just
everybody's losing freaking out. Well, that's awesome, man. He was great. And we appreciate him coming on and sharing some time with us.
It took a while. And this is, this will show you the links that we go to get somebody on. Nathan was one of the very first people to respond to us when we put out the call for the, that were before we even had episodes.
Wow.
When we said we were going to, we wanted to hear weird stories. Yeah. And he was like the second or third person maybe that had contacted us. And we just kept having conflicting schedules.
Yeah.
And this has gone on for, you know, weeks. I think we did our first interview back in May.
Yeah.
So this has been several months now, you know?
Yeah.
And we finally got him in, and boy, did it pay off.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate your patience, Nathan, and we appreciate all this that you've left us and all these stories. And, you know, I've got a feeling there's some more. So hopefully there'll be some more for him when he's out on the trail. He'll meet his dream Sasquatch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
More rocks by his bed or his hammock. So. Well, hey, thanks again for listening, everybody. We're working on some stuff, so we want to hear more of your story. So get a hold of us. Send us your emails if you don't want to be interviewed, but you want to tell us a story. Call the phone number. That's it should be listed in the data. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I really should know it by now. But get a hold of us. Be part of the show. Be part of the podcast. Be our new friends. We'll have a good time. It's fun.
It's great. Thank you, everybody. So, yeah. Let's get out of here.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.